In 1989, Trinity College in Northeast D.C. was at a crossroads. The private Catholic women's college had been through six presidents in 8 years. When Pat McGuire took over, she was given one directive: fix it or close it. She's now been at the helm for 3 decades as president. McGuire recently sat down with WAMU's Kavitha Cardoza to reflect on the transformation of Trinity and how it is still evolving.
Among Trinity's most well-known graduates are House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and current advisor to the Trump administration, Kellyanne Conway. But theirs was a different era. As more universities went co-ed, the white, wealthy, suburban young women Trinity had relied on were going elsewhere. When Pat McGuire took over, Trinity was down to just 300 full-time students.
The trustees knew they needed a game changer. And who could be a better game changer than somebody who didn't know what she was doing?
McGuire, a Trinity alum herself and a lawyer by training, had no executive experience, but she did have bold ideas. She began recruiting from an entirely different pool, local D.C. students, most of whom weren't expected to apply to college.
Well, there was a lot of pushback on that because students from our local public schools, they were not as well prepared academically, and they were not only low-income students, but they were students of different races and ethnicities, predominantly African-American.
Some complained that standards were falling. There was even a petition to remove McGuire. Alumna Peggy O'Brien remembers the standoff in the late 90s.
For example, this group wrote to alums and they said, don't send money to the college anymore. Send money to the Alumni Association.
But the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, who founded Trinity, supported McGuire. It took time, but many alums came around as well. Pat McGuire also isn't shy about sharing her progressive political views on issues like gun violence and immigration. And this has at times riled and alienated conservative alums. But McGuire is unapologetic.
Every president should have a point where either they're able to speak out about issues or they should walk away from the job.
That job isn't easy. Many students who enroll are unprepared for college. Just 37% of students graduate after 6 years, and that rate has been falling. They're dealing with everything from poverty to a lack of affordable childcare to domestic violence. But providing students with wraparound services is one of Trinity's strengths. Erin Bebo oversees college and career programs at DC Public Schools.
They have a very strong mental health support services, and they are very proactive in providing those supports.
Academics are another challenge for some students, including in the popular nursing program McGuire launched.
Unfortunately, many students get here and discover that nursing requires chemistry and calculus and statistics. They stop coming to class and they get discouraged. And that's a big factor that drives students out.
Trinity and DC Public Schools have been working to prepare students earlier, starting in middle school and adding an early college program in high school. Trinity is among the few remaining all-women's colleges in the U.S. There were once 300, now there are only about 35. But McGuire sees Trinity playing a vital role. And so do some incoming freshmen.
Now more than ever in the world, we need women empowerment. We need women leaders. And what better place than to come to?
Yeah, I'm 42 years old. I'm starting over again. And I would like to learn to be a nurse.
The college was very supportive of us dreamers. I actually have a chance of completing my degree and achieving my goals.
At the moment, Pat McGuire shows no signs of slowing down. She's gearing up for a multi-million dollar capital campaign to celebrate Trinity's upcoming 125th anniversary.
You are now truly Trinity women. We love it.
Woohoo! I'm Kavitha Cardoza.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at WAMU.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.